The Republican majorities in the House and Senate are now considering ways to avoid a vote on the constitutional budget reserve. A three-quarter vote is needed to access the fund, and the House's Democratic minority has made their support conditional on priorities like increased education funding and Medicaid expansion. House Speaker Mike Chenault says the legislature may be able to pay for government through October using revenue anticipation bonds or existing pots of money, like the Power Cost Equalization Fund. The Nikiski Republican adds Governor Bill Walker is supportive of that plan.
That's not an option the governor really wants to see, is us leave without a CBR vote. If he would like to help and from his position to get a CBR vote, we'd probably accept that.
Governor Walker, the House Speaker, the Senate President, and the House Minority Leader were all planning to meet today in the same room for the first time since negotiations began. Meanwhile, House Democrats are not on board with the plan to gavel out and circumvent a vote on the constitutional budget reserve. Representative Les Guerra represents an Anchorage district.
Since we couldn't get it done in 90 days, we need to still try and work together to protect public education, to pass things that save the state huge amounts of money, like the $600 million we'd save with Medicaid expansion.
If the vote to access the CBR does not happen, the legislature may have to hold a special session later in the fall to avoid a government shutdown when funds run out.